Beatles song was. We're going to listen to some Beatles here. And he requested this one. Taylor, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about what song you wanted to hear by the Beatles?
In an Octopus's Garden.
Yes. Now, what do you like about this song? Tell me.
I don't know. It's unique. It has rhythm. It's rhyme.
What great
answers. And you could get into it.
I love that. It's unique. It's got rhythm. Those were awesome answers. Octopus's Garden is coming up here in just a matter of moments. It was Sailor's Request. Do you know which album it's off of?
Which album?
Well, here's a little bit of tidbits about this one. There was four Beatles, okay? Four people were in the Beatles. There was Ringo Starr, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and George Harrison. Paul and John did most of the songwriting, but Octopus's Garden was written by their drummer, Ringo Starr. Did you know that?
Nope.
That's why it's so unique. He wrote it for their Abbey Road album in 1969.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe a drummer made that up.
I know. He wrote a couple songs for the Beatles. Yep, it's Ringo Starr's song, so that's why it's so unique. After that, I threw in Across the Universe, one of my favorite Beatles songs. But definitely not as unique as Octopus's Garden, so here we go.
Let's add some more Tapatio on that water, but don't add it on real water.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
All right, that's going to be your tagline. Tell me with Tapatio. We got to have your phrase, your tagline. And we'll have a don't put Tapatio on that, or put some Tapatio on it. All right, Beatles coming up right now. KSTP, Sailor Grunholt.
Signing off.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. Be warm below the storm in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. About the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me, no one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
Like endless rain into a paper cup, they slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow. joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Nothing's gonna change my world. 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 Images of broken light which dance before me like a million eyes. They call me on and on across the universe. Haunt me under like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jackaroo Dave. Oh, nothing's gonna change. Undying love which shines around me like a million suns. It calls me on and on across the universe.
There was a pair of Beatles songs right there. Okay, Sailor is with us right here. Sailor, what's happening, baby?
There's some Tapatio sauce of rain coming down. I don't know if it's raining outside, but I'm just suspecting. It's probably really sunny because the clouds are blue.
Yeah, it's a pretty day out there, but man, it's cold, isn't it?
Yeah, there's ice all over.
Is there? Yeah, so it's... Right now, looking at the current conditions outside, it says 42. Our little spot, barometric pressure is staying about stable. It says it's going down. It's supposed to get pretty ugly tomorrow. But, at, you know, 42 degrees is what it says. But that's not including all the wind and, I don't, it's not 42 degrees. It was 19 degrees this morning. But, so here we go. We're listening to the Beatles with Sailor. That should be a show, Beatles with Sailor.
Yep.
So we listened.
Oh, and Austin, once I write my book, we should, like, tell it on the radio.
That would be good. Yeah, so you want to write a book and tell on the radio. Sailor here, we were just talking about this. Not only is Sailor a Beatles connoisseur, he's also a author and storyteller and wants to be a movie creator. And you were telling us a story that you are writing right now. Do you want to tell a little bit, like, kind of give a preview to people? Have you told your mom about this before?
Yeah, she knows.
Okay, she knows about it?
Sailor's
going to be a horror writer in the,
No,
the
I'm going to be an all-kind of writer.
An all-kind of writer? Well, this first entry that you have is a bit on the thriller side of things.
Yep, kind of thriller, horror, scary, but not too scary. It won't freak you out so much, only if people like scary things. But here's a preview. The first name of it is The Devil's Ouija.
Yeah.
What happens first, it was just a normal day at my Aunt Paulette's. I was bored, so I asked her, is it okay if I play on your phone?
Yes, Sailor, you can play on it.
She said, well, I
said, this is a radio theater.
Yep. And so I looked on the phone, I looked at her apps, then an icon popped up, had no underlining of words under it. If it did, I probably couldn't read it. But at first came up a scary image.
You are listening to KSDP 830 AM in Sandpoint, 88.1 FM, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
Do you go on the radio also, Edmund?
We are joined by Edmund. And Edmund, oh my gosh, we've got a full studio in here. We got Sailor, Edmund. Sailor right now is telling us a story about a book that he's writing. Have you guys heard of his story? It's called The Devil's Ouija. It's a lighthearted comedy. No, it's just joking. It's a buddy comedy. No. It's a pretty intense story about Sailor playing on his aunt's phone, and then all of a sudden an app pops up that wasn't there, and he presses on it, and, like, it gets pretty intense. That's the preview, so people now know about it. And that sounds pretty exciting. Well, Sailor wanted to hear one more Beatles song. It got pulled away from us. We're going to hear The Yellow Submarine, which is not a Ringo Starr entry, but it's still a quirky Beatles song. I like how you like the quirky ones.
Yep.
All right, so here we go, Yellow Submarine. Stay tuned, Sailor Grunholt's in the house. We're also live with Edmund and Evan Wilson, so full house here right now. You're listening.